Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
High fly ball, right field and deep. It's gone. I'll show you rock the baby. Rock this.
The Yankees win game 5. They are headed down to Houston for the ALCS.
This was a good start for us. We got a lot more winning to do.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Go to more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. That's how I heard the end of the Yankees game when my Wi-Fi went out last night. Scroll right down to live radio. Boom, caught the last two innings. And by the way, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can join the conversation, 888-SAY-ESPN on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-729-3776. Key J, the road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. You can catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Coverage of Padres and Phillies Game 2 starts at 4 p.m., followed by Game 1 of the American League Championship between the Yankees and Astros. Coverage of that one starts at 7.
You didn't say that right, though.
What was up?
You should have said the road to the World Series goes through ESPN and the Houston Astros.
they're always there. They're always there. I mean, that's why the cheating was especially galling, because they're a great team to begin with. It's like Bonds. You're already a great.
I was literally about to say that. Why, when you're already great at something, you have to cheat?
Probably because other people are cheating and you want to level the playing field.
Just Barry Bonds, just in general, guys that are already great at things, they tend to want to cheat. You know, even in Jay's world, in the Wall Street world, the Wall Street world. You know, they make all this money, but then they want to scam and cheat to make more. It's like you're already doing great. Why do you need to do more?
Is avoiding taxes really cheating? But that's a whole other conversation.
I'm not getting into your... whatever you... Hey.
Sorry. Jay telling on himself.
Ask, what are you doing?
No.
I'm trying to help you. Right. With you. Oh, God, he's going to... Ain't my fault you're getting ready to get that letter. That's on you.
Jay's out here going, like, shell companies.
Like, what are you doing, Jay? I said Wall Street, not you.
It just triggered a thought.
God.
I got to call my accountant. I just thought of something.
You got to tighten up over here.
So we're talking about Yankees and Astros, game one of the ALCS tonight, and the mentality the Yankees are going to need to take into this series. And, guys, I was very critical of a trade Brian Cashman made later in the season, where he traded Jordan Montgomery, homegrown, you know, from the farm system, lefty, showed he could pitch in the Bronx, been a little injury prone, but like a good starting pitcher. Wait, you're trading a live left-handed arm? Like, he did this with Ted Lilly years ago and got Jeff Weaver, terrible move. But Cashman's very good at finding usually undervalued and athletic outfielders. He did it with Nick Swisher, Curtis Granderson, guys who are, for whatever reason, undervalued at the moment. He paid a premium for Harrison Bader in the form of Jordan Montgomery. But Bader was really considered a guy who could really pick it in center field and had some skills to spray the ball, but not a power hitter, not a guy who got on base a tremendous amount of, you know, a huge percentage of the time. And I was wondering if his bat could even keep him in the lineup. Guys, he has been a revelation. Harrison Bader, it's not just the 3 home runs he hit in this last series, 5-game series. You got one guy who hits 3 home runs, you're probably going to win the series in a 5-game series. But his approach to his at-bats, the defense, the base running, yes, the approach to the at-bats. These are like veteran playoff-style at-bats. Every nasty pitch is fouled off, so he's staying alive. He's laying off the bad ones, right? He is hitting the ball to all fields. He reminds me of some of those core guys on the late 90s, early 2000s Yankees teams that would have those exact kind of at-bats in winning playoff series. Key, I'm excited about what I see from Bader, and it's the stuff he's got right now is what the Yankees need to take into Cleveland, into Houston.
You are now admitting that Cashman was right and you're wrong.
I'll say this.
That's what you're admitting.
I'll say this.
He was right and you're wrong.
So far, yes. Yeah, so far, yeah. I mean, it's a long career ahead of him.
That's what you
wanted
your general manager to be able to do, is acquire guys that will help the Yankees bring home another chip. Mm-hmm. And so far, so good. Mm-hmm. And I think when you look at it, the one thing last night for me that really got me excited about the possibilities of the Yankees is, although it was a solo shot, Aaron Judge was able to hit one. When he's been chopping that wood for such a long time and his strength was missing. And then last night, he goes yard, which obviously helped them to a victory. Now, look, they got a long ways to go. They play a Houston Astros team that is very deep. They start off in Houston tonight, which is key. If they could somehow figure out how to steal one in Houston, then I think they got something.
Check this out, guys. Put that graphic up again. Look what we're going into in this series. 2022, that's right now. Led the league in home runs hit is the first column. And they're facing a team that's – so the Yankees led the league in – led the American League in the most home runs hit. Mm-hmm. The Astros have allowed the most home runs. Now, most of those must be with the bases empty because they have an excellent pitching staff, and you pitch differently when a guy's on base. You'll challenge guys more. So what? You give up one run. It's not the end of the world. The Yankees, nevertheless, are significant underdogs. Not quite 2-1, but plus 165, Astros minus 185.
As they should be, because the Astros are a better team all the way around than the Yankees, especially from a pitching standpoint, and that's a plus. Now, does that mean anything? Doesn't really mean anything, because playoff baseball is different than regular season baseball. We know that. We just saw what happened to my Los Angeles Dodgers. They got sent home. Okay, so it's a little bit different, Jay.
But you have to think, though, Key, finding your stride and that ball finding the bat, like your hitter's getting hot at the right time. Like it was only, it feels like yesterday where Stanton was going through injuries, going through like a low streak. Him finding that swing last night, obviously bringing Torres and Rizzo home. Then Aaron Judge having a solo jack. Like going into this series, like that's a hot bats are a good thing.
Yeah, Earl Weaver, the great manager of the Orioles in the 70s, used to rely on the three-run home run. What they wanted was high-on-base guys and guys who could pop. And the Yankees and most modern teams are like that. They want guys three true outcomes, meaning you either swing and miss, you hit a home run, or you walk, right? But Key knows this. The playoff winners, the guys that, at least the teams that make you feel comfortable in the postseason, you have to have some diversification in the offense. You have to have some guys who put the ball in play, who can grind out good at bats and make contact.
I call
at
it
times.
Small ball.
It seems to me that a mix of the small ball into that three true outcome style hitter, like a Harrison Bader type guy, as a small ball guy, is an advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah, if you have that, it is an advantage in the playoffs. If you look at the last several teams that have cashed in, it wasn't all yard. It was a mix of both, because when guys get on base, whether it's because they were walked, they stole second, all of a sudden you advance them to third on a pop fly, then all of a sudden because a single to deep in the second – brings them home for third. Mm-hmm. That's how you win these
and
playoff games.
Grinding out those at-bats, Jay. So you have Verlander on the mound, right? You know what I want to see early in the game? I don't care if the Yankees score. I want to see the pitch count way up high. Mm-hmm. I want to see those Harrison Bader at-bats where
that's
a guy sees 12 pitches, 13 pitches. You turn around, it's the third inning. Astros are up 1-0, but guess what?
He's got 95 pitches.
He got 82 pitches. Yeah. He's about done, right? Like, that's the kind of at-bats you want to see early in the game.
Grind them out, work them.
Yep.
It's not like in the past you would chase them based on the runs, but now you chase pitchers based on the amount of pitches in a certain inning, because coaches or skippers go into a game saying he's on a pitch count at, you know, we're going to have him there at 5 2/3. We're going to pull him into 6.
95 pitches, it goes way. Yeah. After the 95th pitch, what you see is he falls way off, his stuff diminishes, their OPS shoots up. So we're right around 95, we're going to yank him, right? Well, okay.
But if you can get to that 95 early in the innings, earlier in, let's say, the fourth inning, and you run that ace out of there, now and they're in the bullpen, and their bullpen is sloppy, you get an edge on
early in the series, especially. You start working the bullpen. Now their best arms are fatigued going later into the series. The Yankees, meantime, have guys with as good stuff as anyone on. Severino, his stuff is as good as anyone in the majors, right? He is more of a deuce than an ace because he hasn't always brought it when they've needed it most. But when he has, he's as good as Gerrit Cole or anyone on the Astros, including Verlander. So the Yankees, need a little good luck, right? They need things to break their way, but they match up ace and deuce with anybody in Cole and Severino.
You guys think
as Nestor is, might be the tipping point.
Is there even more pressure now on Aaron Judge considering that you've gotten to this point? Or do you think the pressure has been released?
Well, I think it's a different type of pressure. Regular season pressure is chasing a record because, you know, Max put it on him early in the season. He's going to hit 60. He's going to hit 61, 2, 3, about. That's over with now. Now the pressure is, can I become Mr. October number 2 or 3, whatever it's been for the Yankees outside of Reggie Jackson? That's the pressure that he faces now because he's the face of baseball. He's the leader of the clubhouse, and people are looking for him to deliver. That's why I said last night was a big moment. Although it was a shot, one home run, one run, it was a shot. Now he needs to continue that in this series against the Astros.
I want to tell a quick story, Jay, okay?
Well,
so yesterday was the anniversary, 45th anniversary of Reggie's three home runs against the Dodgers.
Yeah, 77.
The significance of it was in 1976, the Yankees made the playoffs for the first time. That was 77. But the year before, they made the playoffs for the first time since the mid-60s, right? They stunk for a while, okay? They make the playoffs in 76. They make the World Series in 76. They're facing the Big Red Machine. The Big Red Machine was the greatest lineup of all. Johnny Bench, George Foster, Ken Griffey Sr., Concepcion, Tony Perez.
Davey Concepcion.
Hey, I'll give you a name, you know. Pete Rose. It didn't stop with this team. Killer after killer. They swept the Yankees, okay? Reggie Jackson shows up the next year at the press conference where he's being introduced to New York with a bat. He says, no one will ever embarrass the Yankees again as long as I'm holding this in my hand, right? Mm. And everyone's like, who do you think you are? You're going at Thurman Munson. You one man can't carry a whole team. But they had just been embarrassed in the World Series. And then he went out and did that in October. He backed up all the talk by winning the World Series with all those home runs. You know the last time the Yankees were the underdogs by this much? Against the Big Red Machine in 1976.
And then they produced the worst candy bar in the history of candy bars, the Reggie bar.
So you're saying there's more pressure.
I'm saying
on Aaron Judge right now.
I'm saying there's more also opportunity.
Yeah.
His legacy can swing wildly.
I said that the pressure is, can you live up to whatever, Mr. October? Can you now become Mr. October for the Yankees? If he does that based on his regular season success, he would completely be a made man in Major League Baseball.
Will the Yankees get embarrassed if Aaron Judge has the bat in his hand? With Reggie, no. Okay, in 81, Valenzuela got him. Valenzuela got everybody.
Of course, a screwball.
Yeah, but no. Reggie made sure there was going to be no embarrassment of the Yankees. Can Judge do the same thing? Hmm. That's the question now. The road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio.
Not at all.
Catch all the postseason action presented by – it's quick for a story – presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the first time that Cooper Rush really looked like the backup quarterback.
He lets it fly. It's intercepted by Slay. Second pick of the game.
They challenged every throw. I want to say his three of his first six passes were contested.
Snap is back. Four-man rush with a twist. He steps up in the pocket, throws it out, almost intercepted again. For crying out loud. Enough.
Oh, be careful.
Oh, woo.
Bad athlete.
Are you okay, Paul? Are you okay?
We almost had to cancel the show.
Yeah, you guys, people can't see our stage producer here. Just
Hey, Paul, what's your last
stage
name?
Stage director.
Paul Campion, who's clutch, man.
Campion.
Paul is clutch.
Hey.
What would we do without Paul?
You didn't wear your Yankees gear today.
But he almost tripped over. He did trip over a wire, but regained his balance, but that was almost bad. Yeah, like the time that Jay really spilled bad. Coffee all over the rug.
No, you spilled the coffee.
Well, one
on
of us did,
rug.
Jay. Who cares? Don't point fingers.
You multiple times.
Don't bring it up, Jay. Don't point fingers. We're a team.
I forgot how much they told me they paid for that rug, too, though.
It's all over here on this side.
I remember you spilling it. You remember
like
me spilling it. In memory, listen, who knows? But
the
point is, someone on the show
said
spilled
it. They paid $15,000 for the rug. I said, y'all. They saw y'all coming.
They saw Max coming.
Whoever paid that amount of money for the rug, they saw him coming.
I don't think you're getting $15,000 for it now.
I'm like, for that? That's what
if they pay, I'm serious, man. That looked like something out of Home Depot.
I don't even know what kind of, like, just flowers. Are they flowers? I don't even know what's on the, like, the design.
It certainly doesn't look like a Persian rug to me.
I go right there at ABC Carpet, get you a deal.
Home Depot. All three.
All right. So, guys, Jerry Jones says Dak Prescott is determined to play Sunday. Listen to this.
Well, let's just say this. He's determined to. I think he's, from my perspective, from what I can know and see, I think he's going to get there. Feel like that physically he's at a position that the risk reward justifies him being out there in terms of any reoccurrence of the injury. Set that one off to the side. We don't have that to think about. So it's a question of him getting ready, and he's going to be given every opportunity this week to get ready to go play.
That was 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah, look, he's ready to go. It's against Detroit. Detroit has a not-so-great defense right now, and it gives him an opportunity to kind of – and look, you never want to treat a team in the National Football League as a layup and a lollipop. But let's face it, the Detroit Lions aren't playing good right now.
Got an offense, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't play offense.
It means you may have to put points up on the board, right?
Yeah, but if you could do what the New England Patriots did to them, which is limit them offensively, which I think Dallas' defense is probably better than New England's.
Sounds like a Cooper Rush game to me.
At some point, maybe so. But I would continue to play Dak Prescott until such due time and remove him as we get a lead and play Cooper Rush and let Cooper Rush get some more experience as long as he doesn't screw it up, you know, for late fourth quarter, that sort of situation. But Dak needs to get the rust off. He's been sitting around for 5 weeks now.
I will tell you, I broke my third metacarpal in my left hand. And granted, that's my offhand. It's not like my shooting hand or throwing hand for Dak. But it gets to a certain point where it's like, all right, do I wait another week? But there's nothing like game reps, man. I can sit out there and take passes all day long and get shots up on my own. But when game reps are so different. It's not until you get hit on that hand or until you go through something where you're like, okay, I'm okay. Until you can mentally really get over it. So that's what I'm saying. Like the sooner that he's able to get on the field and kind of go through, get tackled one time or get hit, you're like, all right, I'm all right. That only gives you more confidence moving forward.
Yeah.
Because it's inevitably going to happen.
Again, you never want to call a team in the National Football League a layup, but they got Detroit. Then they got the Bears. Then they have a bye. And then they face Green Bay in Green Bay, which by then I think Green Bay hopefully will be a better team. It's a tougher task for them. And then they go to a Minnesota. Then they play the Giants, which they beat earlier in the year, but not overly convincing. The Giants are a better football team. And so when you look at the next 6 weeks of football games for them, six of the 7 weeks of football with the bye in between, I want my quarterback to be hitting in stride.
And actually it lays out that way. It gets a little tougher as it goes along, but they're winnable games, and it could transition well to Dak being back in the groove.
And he needs to get on the same page as CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup. And they need the offensive line needs to do better with him at quarterback and not Cooper Rush. But they need to do one thing for me. Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy, don't change the game plan. Have a few plays in there, a few shot plays that you're comfortable with. But don't change the overall game plan. Don't do that.
Who's a bigger threat to the Eagles and the NFCs between the Cowboys and Giants?
It's the Cowboys. The Giants are a good football team. And they're winning in different ways. And it's exciting for Giant fans. And I understand it's exciting for New York. I get it. They look like a good playoff team potentially. But it's the Dallas Cowboys. As much as that may pain you to hear, Max Kellerman.
Yeah, it does. I don't
like it. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, I'm happy that I'm just even in the point at the place in going into week 7 that I can even ask that question seriously, right? Like, I wasn't even supposed to be able to ask that question.
And one of the reasons that is because there's nobody on the perimeter. Okay, right. The two teams that are above them have better perimeter skill position players, both sides of the ball, in the secondary as well as at the receiving position. There's no A.J. Brown on the Giants, right?
Well,
There's no CeeDee Lamb on the Giants.
Well, that's what hurts. That's why we've been talking for a while about the Giants need to make some kind of move to get a viable number one wide receiver option.
And that's the problem for the Giants. They can't – when you need to push the ball down the field, we've yet to really experience that with Daniel Jones and company this year so far. But we've seen Philly do it. We've seen CeeDee Lamb all of a sudden rise to a number one. And now he's starting to look at times like a number one receiver. Michael Gallup is back. Y'all just don't have it. I don't even think y'all have a Michael Gallup playing receiver.
Well, I'll say this. Wandale Robinson, who they used a second-round pick on, and everyone's like, see, when it's Joe Shane, I'm like, huh, he must have some idea in mind here. But they have Kadarius Toney. It's redundant. Why do it? But they don't like Toney for whatever reason. And Wandale, this past week, had a couple plays where I thought, huh, they maybe could have something here, right? And they still need a number one. But if you have a number one, Wandale might be a real weapon. So, you're right. There's no A.J. Brown on the Giants. There's no question. They also don't have Micah Parsons, although Kayvon Thibodeau showed emotion on that sack late in the game. So, you know, they got some stuff.
If he knew the ball came out, then he could have picked it up.
Yeah.
He's trying to sack the guy twice with no ball.
That's right.
He picked it. That's all I care about.
Word. Right. Jake texted me right away.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Yes. The Giants look like the third best team in – and by the way, maybe
– But by the way, you're talking about –
one of the best divisions in football.
So, but that's a hell of a place to be, though, considering that – the Eagles are a team that potentially can win a Super Bowl. The Cowboys Dak, team potentially that can win a Super Bowl.
So what y'all should do as Giant fans, what you need to do is let them counsel each other out and you just keep winning.
Right.
So you let them counsel each other out. Let them counsel each other and you just keep beating up on the Commanders. And if you can steal one from those guys, then great. But let them counsel each other
out. They should be able to. It's like the NFC East rivalry game. Usually a team like the Giants beats a better team like the Eagles or Cowboys in a given season in a rivalry game. It happens. Something weird happens, a defensive play, something. I know when the Giants are flying high, the Eagles always stick it in the Giants' side at some point in the season, even if they're not really good.
But when has the Giants ever really...
It's ever since I'm a little kid talking about.
Flown high other than with LT now.
That would bring me a lot of joy, Max, to stick it to the Eagles when they need it the most. There are victories here that even though we may not be the best team in the NFC East,
be the thorn in their side.
Victories here for us.
Yeah, be a thorn in their side. Like they always kept us out of the 1,000%. They're like the Giants would be kept out of the playoffs by an Eagles win. The Eagles weren't even good that year, but they would stick it to us.
You want to get in the tournament. Think back to those 9-7 years of winning championships. Mm-hmm. The Giants weren't good.
Yeah.
They just found a way to get in.
They just weren't bad.
In those three games they won, which is the playoffs. And that's really all that matters.
Yeah.
Get in.
And what's the formula? Really, character more than anything. Do you have a team that can play with character when they need it most? Philadelphia Eagles may be the best team in the NFC East. They are at this moment. But do they own the NFC, period? Real or not real is next.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are, download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time to play Real or Not Real. Shannon, take it away.
All right, Real or Not Real here. Easy enough. I'll have a hot topic, hot statement. You got to tell me whether or not you're buying it or not. Real or not real. Easy enough. You got it?
Got it.
All right, cool. Key, I'll start with you. The Philadelphia Eagles own the NFC. Real or not real?
Not real. I don't think they own the NFC right now, and they have the best record in the NFC. I don't think they own it because there's a couple of teams that possibly could get better as the season wears on. The Dallas Cowboys getting in Dak Prescott back in the lineup. You talk about that. are the Green Bay Packers going to get things together both on the defense and the offensive side of the ball? You got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. They get healthy. What's that going to look like? Are the Rams going to change things around? We still got a little bit of season to play, but based on their record, they're the top team in the NFC right now.
I'm never saying any team in the NFC owns anything. We've had a different winner every single year. And the only team I would say that ever owned anything was the Pats in the AFC East for such a long time because of their dominance. Are they playing the best? Yes. But there's a lot to prove for the Eagles considering we're only six games through the regular season.
Are you saying
season.
The NFC East, Jay, or the NFC period? Because we're just asking the NFC, right?
Yeah. NFC period.
That's what I'm
NFC
saying.
Period.
If they don't own the NFC East, they don't own the NFC.
Look, they don't. They may not wind up owning it at the end of the season. Right now, they don't. Right now, they're the best team in the NFC, at least,
based
if
on
not
record.
In football.
Based on
that
record.
Doesn't mean you own it, though, because you're playing the best right now.
I look at the Eagles, guys, even when you compare them to the AFC, the Bills, they're better on both sides of the line of scrimmage, if they're healthy, than anybody. Maybe some are better on the defensive side, but when you add it all up, they're better on the line of scrimmage than anyone in football.
But
they got an excellent quarterback. They got a lead receiver.
Though,
they
owning.
Got a running back.
Owning
yeah, but owning something is what the New England Patriots did for
Thank
20
you.
Years.
Yes.
Right.
They rented a year or two to a Colt team. Maybe a Pittsburgh got a little bit of a rental. They paid a little premium for it. But for the most part, the owners were Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft and Tom Brady.
Yep.
That's owning
That's
it.
Right. That's right.
That's
Chiefs,
what I just
the
said,
Chiefs
Max.
Owned the Chiefs.
So, Key saying it that way made you agree, but me saying it my way.
You know Jay's going to – come on.
The Chiefs
– little things that bother me about
The Chiefs own
you.
The AFC, right?
You know what I mean, Key? Just little things that bother me about
Yeah, I see that.
You have to make sure to include –
No, don't try to turn this on me.
It's too early.
You just said
No, it's not about it's about me saying exactly that.
But you
just
said
the same exact points about the AFC East being owned by
I don't understand what you're saying. Key, could you explain that to me?
Well, here, let me explain it to you. It's different the way I say it and deliver it versus Jay. It's just like if you watch any of the legal shows, lawyers, they deliver something a certain way. And they win the case.
It's not. It's the way Max's brain works.
Because I deliver it so he can understand it a little bit better.
So you dummy the playbook
you
down.
You come with the, what did he say, 3/4 of something versus 24 and 32. I mean, like, it's just silly. He understands the 24 and 32.
He correlated 24 to 3/4 like that.
3/4, that's what it was. But he understands 24. He said 24 to 32. You got 3/4. That's too much. It's over his head.
Now you're confusing me.
No, I'm not.
It is too early in the AJM for this right now.
Oh, that's disrespectful. Actually, that was
AJM. AJM, yeah.
All right, come on. Move along.
Shannon. All right, real or not real, Key, the Patriots should stick with Bailey Zappe at quarterback. Real or not real?
Well, I think it's real because he's going to start this weekend. So, of course, they're going to stick with it. But are they going to stick with him throughout the course of the season? I think if Dr. Z continues to keep playing at a certain level and they're winning games, despite what people think out there, I can only go by history. And history shows me and tells me at the quarterback position for Bill Belichick, based on what he's done in the past, is he's going to stick with the hot hand at the quarterback position. That's what I've known him to do in the past.
I mean, can you speak to that better than anybody else? It's just hard for me to think that the amount of respect that they put into Mac Jones and what he was able to accomplish this last year, even though it has struggled a little bit, you look at those, I mean, three out of the first four opponents were tough opponents. I will come back and say this. Zappe has done this against the Lions and the Browns. I want to see him do it against quality type of competition.
Lions have an offense, Browns have a defense. I mean, like, you know.
Browns are a good defense, yeah. They got some Jadeveon Clowneys and some wards and some players over there that can really play. The Myles Garrett's, them dudes can play on defense.
Yeah. Mac Jones might be – I'm higher on Mac Jones than some people. Mac Jones might turn out to be a very good quarterback. He's not one right now, and Bailey Zappe looks pretty good to me.
Were the Browns better than the Dolphins? When the Dolphins are at full strength?
Will
you say the Browns better than the Packers?
Well, it depends. These Browns or when they get Deshaun Watson?
No, I'm talking about these Browns. I'm talking about the Browns that Zappe beat.
No.
These Browns. But that's what I'm saying. So Mac Jones was
road.
I get it, but Mac Jones was going against the Dolphins in the opening season. You know, the Ravens when Lamar Jackson was playing
Their defense is comparable to Miami.
The Dolphins always beat the Patriots. Always in Miami. They always beat.
Yeah, it's true. Matter of fact, they They beat the Patriots when Tom Brady's last year in New England.
I'm just comparing the body of work that Mac Jones is going against compared to the body of work that Zappi is going against. And the quality of competition is different.
Okay, that is different off the top. It may be true.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, see, but it's true. Wait a minute, it's true.
Oh, he agrees.
They are winning games with this dude at the quarterback position.
I hear you.
And if they continue to keep winning, it's just hard to see where a guy in Bill Belichick is under so much scrutiny by people like Max Kellerman that he is no longer the goat at coaching because there's no more Tom Brady. And if he finds a guy who could win games for him, it's just hard to see him wanting to go back to something like Mac Jones.
Do you know Bill Belichick stays up at night worrying about my criticism of him, Jay? Don't you know this?
His quarterback did.
All right. Apparently. What else we got, Shannon?
All right, this is the last one. I'll need you to be pretty quick here. The Jacksonville Jaguars are better than their record, while my New York Giants are not. Real or not real, Key?
Not real. Your record is what it is. You are what you are with your record. And the Jaguars are not a very good team. They fooled everybody based on them beating the Los Angeles Chargers. We was all like, yeah, the hair. Oh, my God, this guy looks great. He's a perfect quarterback. We want more commercials of him.
Tall.
Stands
in that pocket.
Engaged in midfield in college.
Keeps his eyes down the field.
All those
family
things.
Man.
First one in, last one out, family guy.
I mean, it's the balance of the regular season. Sometimes teams are able to win games. Other teams find ways to lose games. I still think the Jags are a really improved team. I think both teams are kind of.
They're a much better organization.
Yes.
Than they were.
Thank you for saying
that. By the way, Shannon, it's a legitimate question. We're playing real or not real here at Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, because not only are the Jags 2-4 and the Giants are 5-1, yes, the Jags are playing at home. They're favored to win the game. They're 2-4. The Giants are 5-1.
Well, that's because no one believes in the Giants.
Still.
That's okay.
It took them a while for me to believe in them. I'm still not sure I believe in them.
Once they go to Jacksonville and they beat them, then people will believe in them a little bit more. They're ranked 6 in my poll, so they're all right.
How much pressure is on – by the way, they were ranked 6 by Jay, but now that I heard you say it, now I get it. They're 6th.
Unbelievable.
How much pressure is on the Yankees – and what's on the line for Houston? But first, Key has this from Dr. Pepper.
Yes, that is correct.
Jay had it, but now Key is going to say it. We get it now.
It's better when I say it opposed to
Jay. Oh, God.
It's colder. You know that trick? It's colder. I'll tell you about it later.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So I was thinking as I was sitting here just talking through our break, and I was thinking, you know, my mom, I was just thinking about my mama. Every now and then I go through things and think about my mother who's been passed. She passed away a while ago, but still. And I remember a time when I was a kid, Max. So one time we were a kid, they broke in our house and they stole all of our Christmas gifts because we were talking about Christmas. Yeah, CJ, you know, growing up in our neighborhoods and stuff like that, they do anything, which is sad, right? They break in a house on Christmas Eve. We're gone. We were out and about doing something. We come back, everything gone. And what made me think about it, we were talking about it. Plus, I saw an episode of Martin last night where they stole everything out of his apartment during Christmas time.
You brought back a flashback.
Oh, man, it's just ridiculous. We come home, man, we ain't got nothing. We done bought all the big wheels. We got all the toys. Gone. Raided our crib. It's crazy. Then another time, and we were talking, Max. So, in the hood, and I'm sure this has happened many times over in urban-stricken areas. So, my mom back in the day, this was the early 80s, Jay. As a kid, I remember this. Mm-hmm. My mom went to buy a color TV. You know.
You had the 13-inch black and white, 11-inch black and white, whatever it was.
Yeah, we got a nice 22-inch color TV coming. Got the box, the whole deal. She go to the local, I think at the time it was the Kmart parking lot. So on the side of the Kmart parking lot, the guy has the truck. He's moving fast. Everything is happening. He's going to sell the color TV. He's hustling.
We remember what kind of color TV?
Man, it was the one. It was a Zenith, and it was the push button.
It's almost like electronic, but not quite.
It wasn't touchscreen quite. It was just you tap onto it, and it was on the side, and it goes down. I remember like it was yesterday. So my mom goes, and she's going to buy the color TV. She's going to outslick the marketplace. And I think dude might have been charging $1.50 or something. Ooh. You know? So
in the 80s?
Yeah, $1.50. So we see the TV. She cashes him out. We hurry up, put it in the back of the station wagon.
Was it heavy?
Yeah, it was heavy.
Yeah, we TVs don't know were heavy back then.
TVs were really heavy back then.
Hey, Jay, we going to push the TV. We like, damn, we got it. Oh, we rolling. You know, hurry up because the police, hurry up, police coming, you guys. So we all like, we get home. We take the butter knife, we open it up. It's a box of damn bricks. A box of bricks.
How much y'all paying for it, though?
I think she paid about $1.50.
Oh, hold on. When you first opened it, you must have been thinking, wait, it must be in here somewhere. What, did you realize
it was
all
a box?
It was
and the
just
bricks were not the, it's not like the red bricks. It was the big ones.
The cinder block bricks.
All bricks. We opened it. We was like, damn. Then we go back to the Kmart, and this was on Western and Imperial.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And a swing and a line drive right center field. Long run, Gonzalez. It is gone! Judge lifts a towering fly ball to right field. It is deep. Gonzalez is back. It is gone.
Crutcher's a gift. We earned the right to be here.
And they are headed down to Houston for the ALCS.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio.
Okay. Get it, Jess.
Jessica Mendoza feeling it.
She went to the after party for the Yankees afterwards. Okay.
All I know is 1 minute, her dad grew up in Watts, and the next minute, the song comes on. And
Jessica, ESPN, Major League Baseball analyst, of course. I'm very happy this morning.
Oh, really?
Speaking of the ESPN app, in the seventh inning, my Wi-Fi went out, so I scrambled to get the app, scrolled down, and sure enough, right there. Didn't miss a thing. But I had to hear Eduardo Perez on the call for the rest of the game.
Had to.
Max's internet goes out at least three times a day.
Usually when scheduled meetings are about as
busted.
That's why I'm never going to move.
So no,
that
actually, smart.
Yeah, no one could do it. My daughter had work to hand in, you know, online now. Yeah.
I already told you, Max, just buy another building.
Yeah. Anyway, Yankees, Astros.
I know.
Jess.
I'm like, I can't wait to talk about this with you. Like, what do you think? Like, are you still, like, in 2017? Like, are you still bitter and just pissed?
No, this is what I have to say to Astros fans. I never want to hear, oh, you're still on that? When you do what the Astros did, they not only cheated the Yankees out of their rightful place in the World Series, but also beat your Dodgers. They beat your Dodgers. The Yankees were better than them that year. They're killing them in the Yankee Stadium, barely losing in the last at-bat in Houston where they were cheating. They knew what was coming. It's like they knew what was coming. They did know what was coming. Yeah, I'm not past that. And I'd like some revenge. I think the Yankees could win. Severino is good. And Cole is good, and Cortez is good. They can match up with the starting pitching. And I'll tell you what.
You got Tyon tonight.
No, that not as much. But if he can get you, you go batter for batter, see what happens. Jess, I like the way Clay Holmes, you mentioned the command's not there. It's coming back. Loaisiga's throwing 100. They look pretty good. What do you think?
Oh, she's giving that look. How do I break his heart?
I know. So, Max. Okay, the Astros are a better team, period. Like, they are a better team. Does that matter in October? The Dodgers were a better team than the Padres. I mean, they, like, kicked their butt all season long. It don't matter. You get to October, and this is where it gets exciting. It gets really, really fun. But, I mean, you got Justin Verlander and Framber Valdez back-to-back two aces going against this Yankees lineup. The best thing is for you is that it's a seven-game series. I just don't think you come out of Houston with a whole lot of hope and a whole lot of – because
you just got to get one. Can't get one?
Can they do this, though, Jessica? Can they chase Verlander? And what I mean by chasing, can they all of a sudden take a different approach and play a little more small ball, get the pitch count up to the point where –
the Yankees?
Yeah. Can they do that where now –
Harrison Bader at-bats, you know.
You get Verlander in the throwing 90-something pitches two-thirds of an inning.
I mean, people forget the Mariners beat Justin Verlander. Like, they didn't beat him as far as the overall win, but they got to him. They scored runs. I mean, he did not look good in that division series. But what gets lost, and I agree with you, small ball is the way to play when you're going up against dudes like Justin Verlander. Yankees don't play small ball. Like, this is...
But that's what I'm saying.
Can you just revert
switch
back?
It.
But can you do that throughout the course?
That's what I'm asking her. I don't know.
But any team, all of a sudden, you just can't just adjust your style of play
Because I don't know.
I mean, they've shown, like, stolen bases. Like, okay, like, maybe we'll try to run a little bit, show a little bit of our speed. They are more athletic than they've been for a really long time. But if you're talking, like, okay, pull the ball to the right side, bunt. Like, this is
See,
not
I'm a bunt
with this
guy,
EA.
But this is 1980, so.
No. But, I mean, that's actually a huge part of a game in October. Like, you're going against dudes. Like, that needs to be a part of your game. I'm with you.
You remember being out in L.A.? I used to be like, why aren't we bunting?
Yeah, we're the Brett Butlers of the world, just, like, laying it down and, like, being able to move runners. And, like, you need to have those dudes in your lineup when it comes to this
time
of year.
But what about just, like, we were talking earlier. I'm thinking more what I love about Bader, and I did not like the trade when it happened. But I'm looking at his at-bats, whatever the result of the at-bat, in the postseason, spoiling all the good pitches, laying off the bad ones, working the count. Can they, whether or not they play small ball, do you think, work the pitch count at least? So here we are in the third inning, and Verlander, the Astros are up 1-0, whatever it is, but Verlander's already thrown 67 pitches, and we're in the third. You know, something like that, Jessica.
But you guys also act like, okay, now when Verlander's out of the game, it's a win. Like, the bullpen's better. Like, that's where it gets.
In the first half of the season, the Yankees bullpen was lights out, but Clay Holmes kind of lost it. Michael King got hurt. But their bullpen start, that's what I mean, Jess. The bullpen's starting to look better for the Yankees.
She's saying.
I get it. They can match up with those guys.
But I'm just saying, normally you get the dude out. Like, okay, all right, we got Justin Verlander on the mound. He's out of the game. Hallelujah. We're celebrating, high-fiving the dugout. Like, it doesn't get any better, especially because they're all lined up right now. I mean, the Astros have had the benefit of rest. you know, and so they not only have their guy on the mound, but they also have all of their guys in the bullpen. So he comes out of the game, it doesn't get any better.
But
they have
the
best bullpen ERA in all of baseball.
But like, you get to the bullpen early in the series, and now all of a sudden...
Make them work.
You make them work, and now as the series goes on, if they can escape Houston with a win... And if the Astros no longer, Astros no longer know what's coming, and given their history, I don't know, but let's say they don't.
What is it?
If they don't, if they're not cheating anymore, and you can get out with one win, and you've gotten to the bullpen, and you've made them work, and you're heading back to Yankee Stadium, it looks different.
How is it? Is it two? What is it? 3-2? How does the series go?
So it's 2-3-2.
2-3-2.
2-3-2. So if they can get one of the first two, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I do think the X factor in this is Anthony Rizzo. Against all the righties. The one weakness that Houston has is they are right-handed pitching. Mm-hmm. They don't have lefties. So advantage Anthony Rizzo, who I feel like is the key factor in all this. We talk Stanton, we talk Judge, but who's in the middle of them? Who's in the middle of these two huge that needs to get on base? And when I think about small ball, I mean, Anthony Rizzo isn't going to lay down a bunt, but like his at-bats are very – he can go into that. I mean, he chokes up with two strikes. He knows how to –
got that funky
right
single
side.
Yesterday.
He totally, got, yeah. Yes. And like he's able to flatten the bat, do what it takes to put the ball in play, and it is a huge advantage for him because he's going to face – a whole ton of righties. There isn't that lefty-lefty matchup that he is going to come in and dominate him. He's going to face all the right-handed pitching that Houston has.
Did Aaron Judge turn the corner, even though it was a one home run shot yesterday? Did he kind of turn the corner to start to feel a little bit better in the month of October?
He's
so going to
still strike out a ton. Uh-huh. Like I think where he's at right now is about getting on time. So he's late on the fastball. He's early on the breaking ball. He got a hanging curveball.
Missed it.
Where we saw him like – just when he was locked in, like, I don't know if we see that again turning the corner, but he has the ability to hit the ball out at any point in at bats. You just have to be okay if you're a Yankees fan that he's also going to strike out a ton. Like, just a part of his game right now. That's why I turn to Anthony. There's got to be other guys on base. Like, there's got to be people. That's why Stanton, two batters, got to, you know, walk, hit by batter to be able to make that a three-run home run so it's not just solo shots.
Jess, let's give the Tri-State some love for a second. How real are the Phillies? Because we haven't talked about the Phillies all day today.
I know. Thank you. There's a whole national link that's happening. It's crazy. Yes. Mm-hmm. No. Oh, my gosh. Okay, first of all, can we talk about Kyle Schwarber? Like, 480. Petco Park has never seen a home run hit that far, that hard, 120 miles an hour. Like, I was sitting in my hotel last night, like, wishing I had people that I could just hit and be like, are you freaking kidding me right now? There's never been a ball hit to that deck.
Like, that's crazy.
What is that, the second or the third deck?
That's the second deck. I mean, look at Bryce Harper, like, who had a home run in that game. And by the way, like, you know, I give credit to Yu Darvish because, honestly, he was dominant. And he gives up two home runs, solo shots. He gave up three hits the whole game in
good
seven innings.
Good for him. I hope they lose.
But speaking of the Phillies, I mean, if Schwarber can get hot, and he is, because he had a hit in that game. We're seeing him. By the way, he was 1-for-21 in the first six postseason games. Like, he was awful. And now all of a sudden, it's like, okay, like, here we go. And Harper, I mean, anytime you see Harper falling over backwards, hitting opposite field home runs, you know he's arrived. Mm-hmm. Like, no one else is having
main
that swing and doing
that. The takeaway from what Jessica Mendoza just said is if Schwarber can turn it around, so can Aaron Judge. That's what I'm going to take away from this.
Turn it around. Like, I mean, we're acting like Aaron Judge was just heading down a path of, like, destruction. Like,
he just hit his fourth home run in a deciding game in the World Series. First guy ever to do
ridiculous.
It.
Ridiculous.
The Road to the World Series goes through ESPN. Radio coverage of Padres and Phillies Game 2 starts at 4. Then Yanks Astros 7. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. We got owners beefing in the NFL.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN. ESPN2, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.